Hello, good day to you, listeners, interested in nature connection wherever you are in the world. It's been a while since I've recorded some audio. I think the last one was around the Barefoot Earthing and the Scouse Guru app many months ago now. So yeah, okay, at the moment I'm barefoot earthing on the frozen solid grass here on the Wirral. It's February, it's 2021, it's freezing, it's windy. So right now, what I'm going with on all the social media, the bio is curiously connecting with nature in my part of the nature connection world. So I'm on a little break over the weekend from social media, but it gets me thinking about that, the curiosity around connecting with nature. So I just wanted to go into that briefly over what I've been curious about over the past 5, 6, 7 years or so. So first of all, okay, all about the green and blue exercise. So exercising in the natural environment, green exercise, exercising in the natural environment that's on, in or near water, the blue exercise. A lot of that has to do with the mental health benefits, and during these times a lot of people are really embracing that locally where they are now. So that's one of the things I've been curious about probably the most. Also, okay, so relating to the trees, all that Shinrin-yoku forest bathing, the phytoncides that are produced by the trees to protect themselves, really good for human health and well-being. So I've been curious about what trees produce the most phytoncides. Is it the evergreen trees, the deciduous trees in the summer, which is the most, how much is best, that kind of stuff. And then it's the barefoot earthing and grounding. First of all, it was all about the mycobacterium vaccide, the good bacteria you get from the soil. Dirt is good. All the gardeners know about this. Dirty feet, dirty hands, good for you, the soil. And then it went on to more the electrons and negative ions you get through your feet via going barefoot. Otherwise known as earthing or grounding. I am going to keep the audio in the natural environment, whether it's windy or not. I just think it's more suitable for this style of audio podcast, you can call it, even though it's just solo me. So today, I'm curious about the negative ions that come from the sea. So a lot of the surfers will know about this. It's the when lightning strikes, the earth gets a slight negative charge. So I've been focused on more getting the charge through your bare feet, these negative ions, electrons. But a lot of these negative ions come off the sea in the ocean, which is why it's really good for you when you go walking or in the ocean or by the ocean. That's sea air, even if you're not barefoot, you know. So there we go, a bit of a waffle this one, but yeah, curiously connected with nature and my part of the nature connection. Well, interested in all these phytoncides produced by the trees, the mycobacterium vaccine from the soil, the electrons, negative ions from the earth, and of course from the ocean itself, the negative ions that you can breathe in when you're in the sea, on the sea, or walking by the sea. That's what I'm curious about today, and I will be curiously connecting with the ocean later when I walk along the Wirral coast, breathing in all that sea air, high tide from the Irish Sea. That's the one. So there we go. Curiously connecting with nature in my part of the nature connection world. Have a great day. Take care.